Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. As we consider a strategy for the gospel in our day, the true issue comes back to our personal walk with God. Join our guest Daniel Needham as he provides an excellent tool for furthering that most vital relationship.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, where I have the privilege of being able to have on the program today missionary Daniel Needham. Daniel and his wife, Rachel, are servants of the Lord. They have been serving in Cameroon, West Africa, but unfortunately have had to come off the field because of the conflict happening over there. And I know Daniel is a young man that believes that God is on the move and that you young people are a part of it. And his vision and burden have always been an encouragement to me. And even in the midst of great challenge and difficulty, his desire has been to see God do all that is in his heart. And so as Daniel speaks and shares with you some practical pointers here today, I trust that you will listen with attentiveness and let God work in your heart.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bobby. Appreciate joining you all here on The Generation. All around us, we see people rallying around different causes and movements. Many of them, I think, are just tired of their current life and want it to count for something. A movement pops up and they rally around a loud voice of the leader and things start to happen, or so it seems anyway. Things like the downfall of society, right is called wrong, wrong is called right. I really believe that our generation is looking for something more than what they've had. Not just money and a good life, but a cause worth living for. I certainly want to have something to live for. Just recently, I was making a list of what I want my life to count for. I want to be a pure man who walks with God, who is called the friend of God. I want to have a specific purpose for my life. I want to be a world changer. I want my life to count for eternity. And I want to see a worldwide revival in my lifetime. These are certainly causes worth living for, and I'm excited for you all who are part of the generation. You all have joined a cause worth living for. I really think that in the coming days, this cause is going to be very exciting. The cause is not just about a religion or going to church. It's about a real battle, a battle for people's souls. It's going to take people willing to give up everything and live for that cause. Here's a question for you all. What is it going to take to reach America with the gospel? It's going to take something a whole lot bigger than what we're doing now. A cause bigger than yourself, a cause bigger than you can imagine. So, what is God's big picture? 2 Peter 3:9 and 10 say, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." God's big picture is the salvation of people. He is patient, waiting for us to reach the lost. He's giving us time to get on board with his plan before he comes back. He's coming back any time. We don't know when. Every day that we are here on earth is an extra day to get on board with God's big picture. In a time of uncertainty and unprecedented intolerance of religious freedom here in the U.S., we as young people must move forward into an unprecedented time of discipleship, multiplication. In a time when pastors are losing hope for their community and are just holding on to the end, we must move forward in faith, finding our encouragement in the Word of God, believing that God is planning on a mighty expansion of His kingdom in the near future. In a time when God's people are powerless in the face of secular humanism and socialism, we must bend our knees to the all-powerful One who loves to use the weak, the helpless, the commoner, to accomplish His mighty miracles of grace in our culture in answer to bold and unceasing prayer. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." God is ready to do something so big we can't even imagine it. It's time for us to get on board. But how do we get on board? It starts with getting on our knees and telling God that we are joining His cause, that we are giving our body to Him as a living sacrifice to be used for God's cause. It starts with surrender. From there, it takes listening. Listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit who indwells us. We listen to His voice when we pray and when we read the Bible. The Holy Spirit will never tell us to do something that goes against the written word of God. Thirdly, it takes action steps. Us obeying the voice of the Holy Spirit immediately, no matter the cost, and even if it seems radical to those around us. Before I'm done, I'd like to give you a little tool to help you listen to the Holy Spirit while you read the Bible. It's called SOAPs. It isn't original with me, but I found it helpful even this week. SOAPs is an acronym for S, Scripture. From your Bible reading, write out one or more verses that are particularly meaningful to you today. O, Observation. Rewrite those verses or key points in your own words to better understand. A, Application. Think about what it means to obey these commands in your own life. P, Prayer. Write out a prayer telling God what you've learned and how you plan to obey. S, Sharing. Ask God who He wants you to share with about what you've learned. Here's a short example of this written out. Let's say you're reading Isaiah chapter 55, and you might write out the verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. O observation, as a human, I'm limited in what I know and what I know how to do. God is not limited in any way. He sees and knows everything. He can do anything. A, application. Since God knows everything and His ways are best, I'll have much more success in life if I follow Him instead of relying on my own way of doing things. P, prayer. Lord, I don't know how to live a good life that pleases You and helps others. My ways lead to mistakes. My thoughts lead to hurt. Please teach me Your ways and Your thoughts instead. Let Your Holy Spirit guide me as I follow You. S, sharing. I will share these verses and this application with my friend who is going through a difficult time and needs direction for important decisions he's facing. I hope this simple tool will help you as you listen to the Holy Spirit in your Bible reading. God has a big plan for all of you. He is a cause worth living for, and He wants you to join that cause. Let's get on board with Him and see the great things that He has planned.
Amen. Thank you so much for that very practical instruction there, Daniel. You know, young people, I trust that you won't take for granted the opportunity that you have with the Word of God, the fact that you have the Holy Spirit in you. I appreciated what he said about the fact that it takes some choices and it takes some listening. And as you open the Word of God, don't just go through a ritual. Don't just read to be informed. You need to read and you need to observe. But you also need to make plans to obey. And I appreciate that very much and sharing that with other people. You know, young people, that's going to require some surrender on our parts. We need to be totally yielded to the Word of God and to the will of God. And we need to depend on the power of God to do what He calls us to do. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.